Hello everyone, this is Emily. Today I'm going to be making a podcast talking about a TED Talk that I watched and a letter that I read to the modern learner. So the theme of these two things that I watched and read is basically about how we can use technology to enhance our learning, which is what we've been talking about all semester in this class, which is technology in the L2 classroom. I'm going to first talk about the TED Talk video that I watched. The speaker was Sal Khan, who is the creator of Khan Academy, which is a math tutoring website, I guess I would say. Basically, the website has tons of videos lecturing on math topics, starting from basic addition and going all the way to extremely complex calculus. He started his company as just making YouTube videos and sending them to his cousins, I believe, who lived out of state. He was trying to help them with their learning, and they ended up really loving his videos, even more than his tutoring in person. So he got the idea to expand his tutoring practice and basically make Khan Academy open to people all over the world to help them learn math at their own pace. And this week we've been talking about podcasts, and I think that podcasts really relate to Khan Academy, although they're more like video casts, because when you have pre-recorded lectures online, whether it be simple audio or something with a visual guide like a video cast, the really important part is that the learner can totally take their learning into their own hands and learn at their own pace. For example, I'm recording this right now, but when you're listening to it, it will be much later. And so you can catch something that you otherwise would have missed in the past when you had to go attend a lecture. And if you weren't there, you missed out on all that learning. With our technology now, you can listen to a podcast anywhere. You could be in your house folding laundry and learning at the same time. Also, with Khan Academy, he talked about how one of the most helpful things about learning from a video is that you can pause and rewind the teacher without feeling like you're wasting their time. You can listen to it over and over again until you understand the meaning. And I think that's really important for ESL learners who maybe won't catch something the first time because they don't have that language yet, or they need to look up that vocabulary word. With a video, they can learn at their own pace, as I've been saying. And the other thing that I read was an open letter to the learners of this planet, which was written by Curtis J. Bonk, who is a professor at Indiana University. And he basically talks about how the 21st century could be called the learning century, because we just have so many opportunities to learn about anything at any time, using people as resources, and especially the things that we are able to store, all of this knowledge that anyone around the world can store online and then we can call up, like a digital library. So what I found most interesting about his article was he made lists of learners' rights and responsibilities in the learning century. And especially as a future educator, the responsibilities list is what I find most interesting. So for example, number 3 on the learner responsibilities list is that we have a responsibility to dialogue with children or any other unseasoned learner about how to evaluate the quality of the educational content found online. Which is exactly what is happening to me in this class that I'm taking. I am being given so much knowledge about how to find and use different online resources. And in a more general sense, I remember being in like elementary school or middle school and going to the library. And it was the librarian's responsibility to teach us how to find good resources and use them for papers that we were writing. Well, now, as technology just continues to exponentially advance and advance every day, I think even the regular classroom teacher needs to be embracing all of the resources that students can find online. We should be introducing our students to these resources rather than just keeping them using paper and pens in class. Because if we can teach them how to best make use of all these online resources, then the students will just get so much more of their learning. And really, it is the responsibility of those of us who are more advanced in the learning process, who have already learned how to use everything that's available to us online, and not even everything, because we're still learning every day. And even number 6 on the learner responsibilities list says that it is the learner's responsibility to seek help when online tools and resources are overwhelming or frustrating. And I just think back to our discussion board for my class right now, in case anyone is struggling to figure out how to make a podcast. We have a discussion board online where we can help one another figure out how to use these tools. And that's something that we're going to have to do all the time in our daily lives. Because, as I said, technology is just growing every day, and there is so much to learn, and it's kind of exciting. So, yeah, that is what I read this week, and basically what I took away from it is even more hope for having a flipped classroom in the future with using podcasts and online video casts to help students learn at their own pace. And also, I'm just excited to share everything I'm learning with my students and with my colleagues. So thank you very much.